Also sich in der Schubach ist geschlagen, wenn wir Juden sagen, der Beya darf Jud Beis. Sagt der Mischner, Beis Shammai, say, when we not carry a child, or Lulav, say, if it's our interest or Yom Tov, Beis Hillel say it's allowed. Sagt der Breiser was taught, one who shechs a voluntary oil on Yom Tov gets Malkus. Der Rizchor Avdimi said to the teacher, the Breiser, this must follow Beis Shammai of our Mishnah, who do not say that since Hoyle carrying his mutter on Yom Tov for food purposes is also allowed for other purposes as well. However, Beis Hillel, let's say, since carrying is allowed for food purposes is allowed for other purposes as well, they would also say that shechting for purposes other than food is therefore would not be, one would not get malchus for that either. Rabbi asks, who says that they argue regarding this concept? Maybe they argue whether or not carrying is also on Yom Tov at all, but maybe Shammai says it's also, but he'll say it's mutter. However, maybe they both agree that all of the malachas are also on Yom Tov. So Grace has said, if this was true, they should argue regarding handling muksa stones on Yom Tov. Muksa was instituted to prevent carrying. Since they don't argue regarding handling stones, it must be that they agree that the issur of carrying does apply to Yom Tov, and they only argue regarding carrying for purposes other than for food. Rabbi Yochanan also says that the machlekes regarding whether malach is allowed for food purposes may also be done for other purposes. Rabbi Yochanan asked on a brisa that said that if one is chayiv a number of isurim for cooking a giranosha in milk on Yom Tov, including the cooking on Yom Tov and the making of a fire. Rabbi Yochanan said the brisa must be wrong because at most it can only follow Beis Shammai, because according to Beis Hillel, since cooking and burning a fire is allowed on Yom Tov for purposes of food, it's allowed for other purposes as well. Zok the Mishnah Beshamay say one may not give chalo or the parts of a shechted animal that has to be given to a kohen, meaning the matonos, to the inala to be given to the kohen on Yom Tov, whether these were separated before Yom Tov or on Yom Tov itself. Beis Hillel permit it. Beshamay said to Beis Hillel, we have Xerus Shava, chale and matonos are gifts for the kohen, and truma is a gift for the kohen. Just as one may not give truma to a kohen on Yom Tov, so too you may not give chalo or the matonos on Yom Tov. Beis Hillel replied, they can't be compared because one may not even separate truma on Yom Tov, but one may separate chale and the matonos on Yom Tov. That's why it's different. Zok the Gemara understands the mission to mean that Beis Shammai don't allow the giving of matanis to the kohen on Yom Tov, even when the animal was shechted on Yom Tov. In fact, our mission seems to only follow the view of the Acherim and the Braisa, and not the view of Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbi Yosi. The Braisa says, Rabbi Yehuda says that Beis Shammai still agrees that matanis from an animal shechted on Yom Tov may be given on Yom Tov, and even matanis from an animal shechted on Erev Yom Tov may be sent along with the matanis of an animal shechted on Yom Tov. The machloek between Beis Shammai still is only whether the matanis of an animal shechted Erev Yom Tov may be sent alone. Beis Shammai said it may not be sent, just like Truma may not be sent, but he'll say that Truma is different because it can't even be separated on Yom Tov. Rabbi Yosi says, no, all agree that matanis may be sent, and they only argue whether Truma may be sent as well. Beis Shammai say it may not be sent since it may not be separated. Beis Hillel say it may, just like the matanis may be sent on Yom Tov, so the truma can be sent on Yom Tov also. It can't be separated, it can be sent. Others say all agree that truma may not be sent. Machloekes is regarding matanis. Beis Shammai say it may not be sent. Beis Hillel say it may. Based on the more understanding of our Mishnah, it would seem to only follow the view of the Acherim. The Rava said the words of the Mishnah do not actually say that Beis Shammai aser giving matanis from an animal shechted on Yom Tov to be given on Yom Tov. The Mishnah therefore can be understood as saying that they asa giving matanis only from an animal that was shechted on Erev Yom Tov, I mean any time before Yom Tov. Therefore, the Mishnah may follow even Rabbi Yehuda as well. In fact, should we say that the Mishnah only follows Rabbi Yehuda and not the Acherim? Mar says the Mishnah may follow the Acherim because they are understood as saying that the machloek between Shammai is only regarding giving matanis on Yom Tov from animals shechted before Yom Tov, and therefore the Mishnah can follow the Acherim as well. In fact, the Acherim and Rabbi Yehuda seem to be saying the same thing. Mar says they argue regarding whether, according to Beis Shammai, the matanis of an animal shechted before Yom Tov may be sent along with the matanis of an animal shechted on Yom Tov. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda named Shmuel, paskin like Rabbi Yosi. Gemara says, Amayisa, Rabbi Bar Chanan's host asked him whether he may crush the mustard seed casings to eat the seeds on Yom Tov. And Rabbi Bar Chanan was unsure how to answer. He asked Rava, who said that it may be done because one may roll, meaning rub, the ears of grain and crumble kidneys on Yom Tov to remove the seeds. Abaye asked. Abraisa discusses how one may separate the seeds from the chaff on Yom Tov when he crushed the chaff on Erev Yom Tov. This seems to suggest that it may not be done on Yom Tov itself. And for tomorrow, since Abraisa begins by discussing Erev Shabbos, since the crushing may not be done on Shabbos, so it says Erev Yom Tov as well, but even though we really could have said Yom Tov itself. In fact, if so, we have a case where the Truma obligation takes effect on Yom Tov after he removes the seeds, and we have learned in the Mishnah that one may not separate Truma and Yom Tov, presumably because the Chiv happens before Yom Tov, and therefore may not be separated on Yom Tov. And for tomorrow, the Braisa follows Rebbe, who says that bringing in a few ears of grain to remove their seeds brings about a Truma obligation. And the Mishnah follows Rabbi Yosius and Rabbi Yehuda, who says that would not create a Truma obligation, and we would not have a case of a Truma obligation beginning on Yom Tov, and Truma could therefore never be separated on Yom Tov. In fact, Gemara, even according to Rabbi Yosef, we can find a case where one brings in ears of grain to make flour and then decides to use them for their seeds on Yom Tov, in which case it would become Tevel on that day. Where it says, when the Mishnah says that Truma may not be separated on Yom Tov, it means in most cases Truma may not be separated on Yom Tov.